Pasuk begins, Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Rashi says, Shlach Lecha says, Rashi, Shlach Lecha Ledatcha. This is you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ani eini mitzavah lecha. Im tirtze, if you want Shlach, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a tzivui. And then in Pasuk Gimel it says, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe, Mimit Baparan Al Pi Hashem. Rashi says again, Al Pi Hashem, Bershusoy. Bershusoy. We're going to be medayik on this word, Bershusoy. Shlach Ikiv Al Yodar. Boyin Shlach didn't stop him. But it's definitely not a mitzvah. Ani eini mitzavah oysa. Is the tzarech in is, why did the first taste of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, spying out Eretz Yisrael, why did the whole Haskalah and the whole Akdama and the first Te'im of Eretz Yisrael have to be Bederech, Ani Eini Mitzaveh Oizcha Im Tiritz Shlach? Why did it have to be in such a tzura that it's not a mitzvah? But what? Al Pi Hashem Rishus, or Rebbein Shalom gave us Rishus, but it's not a mitzvah. Why is the Te'im of Eretz Yisrael in that matzav? Also, the Medrash brings down the Svasemis is very marach on this Indian of Shlach Lecha, Vayishlach Oysa Moshe, the Indian of a Shliach. And the Svasemis is marach, a lot of Svasemis in this parasha is based on this Indian of We are Shluchim, parasha Shlach. Medrash says, Shluchim Mitzvah, Shnoisim Nafshom, Bishlichusom. The Emes is, we have to understand again, why does the Indian of being Koine Eretz Yisrael have to come through the Indian of sending Shluchim first? What's the Indian, what's the Kesher to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis at the end of the parasha? And what's the significance of the Pasuk announces that the time of Klal Yisrael came into the Meraglim, came into Eretz Yisrael, it was Vayomim Yimei Bikuri Anovim. When the Anovim, when the grapes were ripening. What's the significance? They brought back grapes, big grapes. Why do grapes play such a significant role in the parasha? Also to understand, the mitzvah of challah that's nitzav in this parasha, reishis arisa seichem, terimu, truma. Why is the Indian of challah, one of the mitzvahs at tluyis ba'aretz, which Rashi points out in this parasha, this mitzvah began immediately when they came into Eretz Yisrael. What's the kesher between that and this week's parasha? But there's a very big sod over here. The sod is that we know that there's mitzvah in yonim that are called mitzvahs, and we know that in yonim that are called rishus, in yonim of rishus. A mitzvah is a mitzvah, it's a command. Mitzvah is minashin tzavsa, a person that was a kind of mitzvah, feels tzavsa, feels the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's in yonim of rishus, where there's no tzivui to do it. In yonim of rishus in English are called ki'ilu gray area. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a zach. So there's two inyanim. There's inyanim of mitzvahs and inyanim of rishus. In the midbar, there was no such thing as inyanim of rishus. There weren't gray areas in the midbar. You know, normally when one speaks about inyanim of rishus, the example given is achila. You can eat. Lav dafka sudas mitzvah, whenever you eat, you can make it into a mitzvah by saying a dvar Torah at the table. That's an inyanim of rishus. The classical example of rishus is in taka inyanim of achila. Famous Ramban on Kedoshim, we'll come to it soon in Mitzvah Hashem. But the Indian of Achila is an Indian of Achila, or Achila is an Indian of Rishus, and a person's got to take in Yonim of Rishus, and that can be Metar and be Mekadoshit, and that can make it into a mitzvah. But there's a Yonim that we mean it's Tabin like a Tchila's mitzvahs, and then there's a Yonim that begin as Rishus that we call gray areas, and those areas, that's up to us, that's already our Bechira, what we make of it, what we make of the Rishus. Either we can taka make it into a mitzvah, or Chas v'Shalom, a person can become a novel Bishus HaTorah, as the Ramban says. He's not doing any Averas, he's a novel Bishus HaTorah. Remember, this is a very big Yisod, we're not going to go into Barichas now, but the Svarim HaKadoshim say that's the Indian of Re'eh Anoichi Noisi Nefnechem Ayeim Brocha Klala. The Emes is Alpi Torah, there's no such thing as a grey area, because an Indian of Rishus is either Brocha or Klala. In other words, it's going to, the Chovis Aldova says, it's going to end up being one of the two. And therefore, that's our Avoida, even though it seems like it's only an Indian of Rishus, but it's going to end up being Oy Brocha Oy Klala. But that's Lemaisa, it begins definitely, there are Nyanim that begin, as we call the grey area in Nyanim of Rishus. In the midbar, there was no such thing as inyanim of rishus. Hare, even achila, as we're talking about inyanim of rishus, achila they ate from the mon. Fakert, when they asked inyanim of rishus, when they asked basar in last week's parasha v'alo yischa, they were nichshal. The mitzvah is not a place for you to ask for basa, avu taiva. It's not a place. All right, they were asking for basa and they ate it. It was kosher. Bein shalem sent it to them, but it's not the mokum. The mitzvah was a mokum where the achila was mon, where everything was lemalam and ateva. Everything was b'lashon tzavsa. Everything was, we lived in the nana kovet, and we knew sukkos is a zeichet to the nana kovet. And by sukkos we ask after sukkos. After sukkos we ask. The Rebbein Shalom asks, sorry, Bashmini Atzeres, the Rebbein Shalom asks, Ikri Imi, stay one more day with me. In other words, on Sukkos, there's no Bechinas of Rishus. In Sukkos, everything is a mitzvah. The Achila of the Sukkah, is sit in Sukkah, is a mitzvah. Yeshiva Sukkah is a mitzvah to eat, a mitzvah to sleep in Sukkah. Fakeret, Sukkos, there's no such thing as Rishus. Sukkos, there's only mitzvahs. Sukkos is the only mitzvahs. And that's Merames on the Nana Kovet. And Nana Kovet, it was only mitzvahs. Hanana covered inside Hanana covered. That was like mitzvah yeshiva sukkah. Everything was a mitzvah. Everything was betzavsa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no such thing as a musuk of inyanim of Rishus. A gray area in Hanana covered didn't exist. In Eretz Yisrael is the beginning of Avodah of Rishus. And this we're coming now to a very big yisod. Eretz Yisrael is an inyan. The sod of Eretz Yisrael is in sod of being mekadosh inyanim of Rishus. Because in Eretz Yisrael there's going to be a musug of Ishtachas Gafnoi, Ishtachas Teinosoi. And there's going to be an Nisoyin, on Yonim, which are Lav Dafke Mekusha, Lav Dafke Mitzvahs. And this Yisod is based, there's a few sides over here, but this idea, the Makar possibly, for this idea that we're saying, for this Yisod, that we're saying, for the Chiddush that we're saying, that Eretz Yisrael, Knesset to Eretz Yisrael is Musna Bekach, the Tanai, the condition of Eretz Yisrael is in the Yonim of to be Mekadosh Roshus, is that maybe a remiss to this in Parshas Vayetze. We know that Avram was Mesaken Shachris and Mincha, which are Tfilas Choiva, Yaakov was Mesaken Tfilas Arvis, and Tfilas Arvis is called Roshus. And why is Tfilas Arvis called Roshus? Very poshut. Because Taka, we said Roshus is grey area. It's dark. It's a dark area. It's an area we don't necessarily see the light of Hashem. So Belaila, Arvis, that's a typical tefillah of a matzav of Roshus. That's a typical tefillah of the matzav of Roshus. Yaakov was Masakin in Tefillas Arvis. We'll see in a second of the whole chilk between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is the one who went out to be Mekadosh in Yonim of Roshus. And therefore, Vayivka b'mokim, Chazal l'nai, Rashi brings down Tikkun Tefillas Arvis. And there the pasuk says he fell asleep afterwards. And then Hinei Hashem Nitzav Olav, and the Rebbein Shalom said, "Oretz Hashata Sheichav Aleo Lachot Neno Lazaracha." Rashi says a big nest, Kippel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kol Eretz Yisrael Tachtov. Romas Lo Shetei Noicha Lichobish Levonov Kaar Ba'Amos Shezem Mekoy Meshel Odom. In other words, after Yaakovinu davened Tfilas Arvis Roshus. In other words, after Yaakovinu made an avoida out of Roshus, Hare Tfila is avoida. Tfilas keneged avoida. Tfilas Roshus means you're making an avoida out of Roshus. Making an avoida out of Roshus, that's what Yaakovinu did. With that schus, you go into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the mokum where you take Nyonim of Roshus and you make them into an avoida. A similar thing we find, like we mentioned it before, at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, with the whole Indian of Kadosh Atzmecha v'Mutar Lecha, the Kefila Ramban, the end of Parshas Achrim is leading up to Kedoshim. So then the Psukim say that if you do Averis in Eretz Yisrael, the Psukim goes through a whole Indian of Eretz Yisrael cannot be Soibel Averis, Vatitma Ha'aretz, Ve'efkad Avoyna Vatoki Ha'aretz, is Yeshvel. And that's why a bunch of them sending the Goyim out of Eretz Yisrael. He's called to Ebusael, also Anshe Oretz, Titma Oretz, Vesoki Oretz, Eschem. Hagansa Geschäft. That Klal Yisrael coming into Eretz Yisrael, Chasu Shalom, and Pasim, they mustn't do. Klal Yisrael mustn't do the Ta'ebus that the Goyim did. That for that they were sent out to Eretz Yisrael. And then begins Parshas Kedoshim, Dabel, Koladas, Ben Yisrael, Amata, and Kedoshim to you. And then there's the famous Ramban, Kedoshim to you is to be Makadosh in Yonim of Roshus. So you see there again, Goyim was sent out because of Ta'ebus, and Klal Yisrael are being Zoychat Eretz Yisrael, Bischus. In Yonim Mischus at the Mekadosh, that the Mekadosh in Yonim of Roshus. In Another interesting remez to this whole inyan is we know that the whole story of Purim came about, the Gezerah, terrible Gezerah came about. No, it was a Sudas Rishus, it wasn't Trey, Fashtia, Kadosa, Inoinus, everything that was there with the Eid Achredus, Hechsha, everything was there, Kosher. What was the Sod, Vipnishanenu, Misidosn Shalach HaShverish? The Torah says, that's Golas. Golas is that there's a Pagam in Yonim of Rishus. Eretz Yisrael is Makadish in Yonim of Rishus. Golas is Mezalzan in Yonim of Rishus, and it can tear a person down all the way from Rishus, even though he thinks he's doing something which is not a Nissa, but nevertheless it can bring a person down from in Yonim of Rishus down to the lowest Madrigas. Right, there's a machlokes then Megillah, whether the gzera came about when Nishan Shtachavu L'Tzelem, whether the gzera came about when Nishan Nen, and Misadosa Shalach HaShverish. We know about everything, especially in the Agadata, we say there's always Eilev, Eilev, Divri L'Kim Chaim, there's always two Bechinas, and the Bechina is taka that from a Sudas Urashus can lead a person, a Sudas Urashus can lead a person to Bechinas Avodah Zarah. Even though the Mechanetza was earlier, but it's saying that Musig, the Musig of a Sudas Urashus, where a person doesn't make anything out of it, doesn't make any Dovash or Bekadush out of it, Fakert, and the Sudas Hashverish was a Suda Sarashus, but it was a Suda that dragged them down. That's a Bechina of Avodah Zarah. And made it therefore, that's why the Geula was going to be Nisrachik. How can they go to Eretz Yisrael if they're Mezalzan and Yonim of Rishus? So made it therefore, we see that the Tikkun is, the first Mishnah Megillah is, that Ayaris Makofis Choyma start from when? Start from Makofis Choyma, Mimois Yeshua Benun. Yeshua Benun was Taka, the one who took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, who was Koyvish Eretz Yisrael and fought the Melchomas for Eretz Yisrael. We'll discuss that in a minute in Mitzvah Shevedin of Melchomis. But the Yeshua Benun was the one who introduced them into Eretz Yisrael. Taka, he was one of them, Hatzlocha Dikamiraglim, Hatzliach Dikamiraglim. Then he introduced them to the Inyan of Eretz Yisrael. He went as a Rishus. Rabbi Shalom wasn't Mitzvah him to go as one of the Miraglim. He went as Rishus, am I going into Eretz Yisrael? He was Mavara than Yonim of Rishus. And that's a tikkun to the story of Purim. Even deeper, we've been discussing so far that Yaakov Avinu, he was the one who was Masak, who made Rishus, Tfilas Rishus. He's the one who made Rishus into a Tfilah, into an Avoida. Esav was the other way around. Basically, the first thing we know about Esav is that he came back hungry and he says, Aliteini no mena odam odam azeh. And the Midrashim talk about that Esav's machel, his way of eating, he opened his mouth and he asked Yaakovina to pour down his mouth like an animal. He was Mezalzel in Yonim of Rishus. We said, Achil is Rishus. He was Mezalzel in Yonim of Rishus. And that Zilzel in Yonim of Rishus shows who Esav is. Shows who Esav is. So made it after the pasuk says there, vayive, vayyokom, vayoychal, vayishta, vayyukim, vayyokom. Chazal say he didn't make brachas, no birchas hanen, and bechlal. Esav's mezalz in Rishus. So there's Yaakov and Esav, there's two brothers. Yaakov makes Rishus into an avoida, and Esav is mezalz in Yonim Rishus. When Klal Yisrael are mezalz in Yonim Rishus, they fall to Esav. So therefore, b'pnei shenenim, sidosa, shalach ha-shverish, led them to fall to Esav, meaning to fall to Haman, Haram Mzera Malik, the grandson of Esav. Because when there's a zilzal in Yonim of Rishus, then you can't be zayich to Eretz Yisrael. If zilzal in Yonim of Rishus, then we fall to Esav. We made a therefore taka when coming into Eretz Yisrael, the gimel mitzvahs nitztavu klal Yisrael that came into Eretz Yisrael, and the first mitzvahs were mechias Amalek. Because if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be in Eretz Yisrael with Amalek together. Amalek is a mezalzal in Rishus. Eretz Yisrael is the whole inyan of making an avoida out of Rishus. It's therefore the two go and don't go together. You have to be moichem limche zarah shel Amalek, and then you can begin to be making avoida out of the Yonim of Rishus. That's why Eretz Yisrael is a Musa that's called Mitzvah Hatluyas Ba'aretz. Oretz corresponds to Aretzius. Aretzius is Gashmius. But the Aretzius of Eretz Yisrael, also has to be made into an Inyan of Kedusha. The whole Inyan of Mitzvah Hatluyas Ba'aretz means that before you take Trumas HaMaisras, is then the Tvur becomes Tevel. Tvur becoming Tevel means that going into Eretz Yisrael and not doing Mitzvahs with Aretzius, not making an Avoida out of Aretzius, so then it's Tevel. If you don't make an Avoida out of Aretzius, then it's Tevel. Tevel is Mitzvah B'dishamayim. Tevel is a terrible thing. In Eretz Yisrael, you've got to be very medactic about Inyanim of Aretzius, even Inyanim of Aretzius. And therefore, that's the sod of mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz means mitzvahs that are made out of Aretzius. Mitzvahs that are made out of Aretzius. That's the sod of mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. And that's in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, if you don't make a mitzvah out of Aretzius, it's tevel. And there's a chiyuv mitzvah d'shamayim. Only after you do mitzvahs with Aretzius. You do mitzvahs with Aretzius, just like Yaakov Avinu with Rinyonim of Rishus, he made a mitzvah, a tefillah. So too, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, you make a mitzvah out of Aretzius, then you zoich at Eretz Yisrael. That's the beginning of mitzvahs at Luyas Ba'aretz. Mela, without we can understand. Mela, without we can understand. Taka, why coming into Eretz Yisrael or sending the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, Taka, had to be done b'derech ani eini mitzavcha. It's not a mitzvah. Al pi Hashem, b'rishusai. It's an inyan of Rishus. The whole nesiyah to the Eretz Yisrael was an inyan of Rishus, because that's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the inyan of Kadosh Atzmacha b'mutalacha. Kadosh Atzmacha b'birchas anenin. Kadosh Atzmacha inyan of Rishus. The whole shlicha of the Meraglim was going to attack an inyan of Rishus. But that we can also understand a lot of inyanim. Eretz Yisrael was nichpash al idei milchamos. Yeshua had to wage a lot of milchamos. We know that lechem is miloshem milchama. Why is lechem miloshem milchama? Because that's what we're saying. That's the inyan of rishus. Taking a dover shebe rishus. So there's two sides, right? There's the yetzahara that makes you eat the gashmis, makes you eat without saying the natoyer, without thinking of ruchnis. And then there's the yetzatoiv that wants to, right? You know the famous Tanya. The Tanya calls it klipas noiga. Lo'oy miloy niyemot. Klipas noiga is the bechina of miloy miloy niyemot. In other words, there's a fight over rishus. Either to drag it down, like we said, or to elevate it, and that's the milchama. That's why lechem, which corresponds to achila, which corresponds to nyanam of rishus, that's why lechem is milashem milchama. So Yeshua, was taking Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he had to be mevarer in nyanam of rishus. He had to be mekadosh in nyanam of rishus. Mekadosh in nyanam of rishus means mekadosh the lechem. Being mekadosh the lechem, because that's a milchama. To be mekadosh lechem is a milchama. That for Yeshua to wage all these wars with Klal Yisrael. And then for this week's parasha is the mitzvah of challah. The mitzvah of challah is reishis arisa seichem. The mitzvah of challah, challah lechem. Before you eat lechem, you have to be mekadosh lechem. You have to do a mitzvah with the lechem. You have to do a mitzvah with the lechem. But lechem is milashem melchama. So when Yeshua was waging war with all the melchamas in Eretz Yisrael, he was waging war to be mevar the klipas noiga. He was waging war to bring the lechem to an inyan of kedusha. So that explains taka why mitzvah challah is in this week's parasha already. Because that was Nitztavi, like Rashi says there, Chazal says, it was Nitztavi immediately upon coming into Eretz Yisrael. Because that is coming into Eretz Yisrael. To be Mekadosh in Yonim of Rishus, to be Mekadosh the Lechem, to make a Melchama, to be Menatzeach the Yetzahara, this in you. So maybe that also explains the Inyan why they're called Shluchim. What is a Shliach and a Meshaleach? In Klal Yisrael, in the Midbar, they were with the Rabban Shalom all the time. What's the story of a shliach and a mashaleach? A mashaleach stands in one place. He wants somebody else to go out to be mekadosh somebody, or he wants somebody else to go away from him to do something on his behalf. So Mamele he sends a shliach. Now a shliach is the bechina where he's not there with a mashaleach. He's not there with a mashaleach. But nevertheless, we know that the koyach of the mashaleach is there. Shluchay shaladam kamoisai. That even though you can't see it, even though it's not nizbara, but nevertheless, you made a message with mamu munah shleim, but that there's the koyach of the mashaleach. With the shliach, either the shliach is the yad harichta of the mashalech, or it's tam the koyach of the mashalech. That's the inyan of a shliach. In the midbar, Klal Yisrael were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. They were in the sukkah, they were with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. There was no mashalech or shliach. Oh, but coming into Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but when we're going to be exposed to inyanim that we don't necessarily see the Rabbi Shlenim with us, inyanim of Rishus, ishtachas gafnoi, ishtachas teinosoi, inyanim of Rishus, that's a big nesoyin, because there we don't see the Rabbi Shlenim. There we're acting as a shliach. In other words, that when we're oisek with inyanim of Rishus, we have to realize that we're oisek in inyanim of Rishus with the Rabbi Shalom. The Rabbi Shalom is there. He's the Meshaleach. It's his koyach. And with his koyach, even though we don't see him, but nevertheless, his koyach is enabling us for this avoidah of taking a dover Rishus, where we don't see Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. It's chashchus. You don't see the Rabbi Shalom. But nevertheless, we're mamid that we are a shliach, and we're taka a shliach over here in this world, because the shliach's got the koyach and the mashaleach, and we have to realize that whatever we do, we're acting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're acting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chazaka shliach oisa shlichus. It means that it's a chazaka that even we're oisek in inyanim of Rishus, nevertheless, we'll be oisek in inyanim of Rishus on a way to be mala to elevate the rishus. An inyan of rishus, we have to realize, is a clip. Inyan of rishus is an inyan of a clip. In other words, around it you don't see the mitzvah of avad. It's full of a mitzvah. The aretzius of Eretz Yisrael, you see an aretz like any other aretz. That's only a clip of it. Inside is mitzvahs. Mitzvahs hatluyas baaretz. Mitzvahs that are in Eretz Yisrael. That's the sod. And therefore, that's why when the Meraglim was sent, they were told first, Aluza Benegev. Rashi says, a Negev, that's the Psoilus. Psoilus is Klippa. In other words, they were told to go first. They were told to understand that when you're leaving the Anana Covenant, going into Eretz Yisrael, even though you won't see inherent Kedushin in Eretz Yisrael, you should know there's only a Klippa covering it. That Klippa is called Eretz Canaan. Canaan, that's a Klippa covering Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, you have to realize that in that Psoilus, it's really called Eretz Yisrael. The Pnimius of this land is Eretz Yisrael. The Chitzonius, the Klippa, is Eretz Canaan. But you have to go, the purpose of going, even though it's in Takel, like we said, an Indian of Rishus, you know, on the cover you don't see the Indian of Mitzvah. You don't. It looks like a physical thing, but nevertheless, you've got to start off the Psoilus, and then you've got to be Loicham. There's the Melchama to get through the clip in order to see the Kedusha inside. And that's why they were told to bring Bikurei Anovim. That's why it was at the time Bikurei Anovim. Because we know Anovim, grapes, yain. We know that yain is Mesameh, Yisamach Leva Menosh. We know yain is Marachiv Datu Shel Odom. Yain is Simcha Shel Mitzvah, in Simcha Levebosav Yain. Yain has a Merdek Aliyat. In other words, yain is something, it depends what you do with it. Yain is something which is mamish, an idea where either you, a person, can use yain and he can rise up and soar up to the highest Madregas with yain, or Chas V'Shalom Fakert, where with yain a person can become Shik and a person can go to the lowest Madregas, Haroya Saita Bikakula, Yazir Atzma Mina Yain. A person can go down to Haroyas and go down to the lowest things. Yain is a typical example. Yain is a typical example of a Dover Roshus, where the Avoid of a Yid is Taka Mit Maked is centered in this Indian of taking something where either he can use it and can be Nis'ala through it, or Chas V'Shalom, he can use it Lara and to have a terrible Yerida through it. That is Inyanim of Roshus. That is what Roshus, that's what defines Roshus. It itself is parav. It itself doesn't tell you anything, but it depends what you do with it. Either you can be male, or you can be yered mata, Chas V'Shalom. So that's why at the time when they went into Eretz Yisrael, the avoider was an avoider, you may be kuri anovim. And that's why they bought the anovim back. When they bought the anovim back, Klal Yisrael felt that the nesoin over there, the nesoin dealing with Inyanim of Roshus is going to be too great, and the chances of falling are too great. Yismach Yisrael says that the Meraglim was scared of going into Eretz Yisrael because they were scared that the leaving the Anana Kovar, going into Eretz Yisrael, would be too difficult of an assignment for them. And the aver was that they have to be a person has to go by Munna Shleima, even though you can't see, even though it looks like it's you're fighting and battling with Inyanim of Roshus and you don't see Kedusha inherently there, but you have to be Mama Munna Shleima, the Taka that you are Shliach and the Rabbi Shalom is Meshaleach, he's giving you all the koyches to take every matzav and make that matzav into a Dovah Kodesh. And that's why the end of the parsha, the end of Shlach Lecha, end of the parsha Meraglim was talking about tzitzis. Tzitzis is miloshen meitzitz menacharakim. Meitzitz menacharakim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is peeking through and taking care of us. Tzitzis is also miloshen etzitzis. In other words, everything in this world, even in Yonim Roshus, and that's the Ika Avoida. The Ika Avoida of being Oisek in Yonim Roshus is to elevate the Kedusha that's stuck, trapped inside that Dovash Roshus Kiyidua. Hermeda, therefore, the person has to realize that when he's Oisek in Inyan of Roshus, and he's Oisek in Shem Shemaim, so the Avoida that he's doing over there is that he's releasing and freeing, and he's mal, and he's elevating all the netzitzis and sparks of Kedusha that are stuck in there, and they're awaiting the person to come and to make it into a Dovash of Kedusha so that he can be Mala, that thing, the Kedusha, and to be Mala, the Netzoitzes. That is the whole Avoida of Allah and Netzoitzes. The whole Avoida of Inyan of Roshus is to be Mala, the Netzoitzes of Kedusha. And that's why the Tzitzes have Arba Kamfois. Arba Kamfois correspond to being dispersed and being scattered and not seeing the Kedusha. But nevertheless, on every side there was a chutzul tchelis. Chutzul tchelis is the kisei hakovit. Tchelis doim liyam, liyam lerakia, rakia to kisei hakovit. Then a person's got to realize that Rabbi Shalom is there helping him, wherever he's going through, whatever matzav and assign he's going through. Rabbi Yishlam is helping him, and therefore that's what the Meraglim should have seen when they went into Eretz Yisrael. But nevertheless, the contrast between being in the Nana Kovet and coming into a place which is in Yonim of Roshus, that was very, very great for them, and that was too great for them, and they felt that was overwhelming. They felt that they won't be able to be Menatzeach in Yonim of Roshus. They wanted to keep safe. They wanted to stay within Yonim of Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is Tzafsa. They didn't want to enter any gray areas. But nevertheless, That was there. They were nichshal with that, because knowing that they were shluchim is knowing that they had a koyach hamishalech behind them that was going to help them, was going to give them the siyata l'shmayim. They should have had their emunah for that. And Meila, therefore, that's basically the yisod that we wanted to say on Parsha Shlach Lecha. This has to be a big chizuk for us in avodas Hashem. Because we know that Ba'ifun Klali, Taka, Klali Yisrael in the Midbar, I think Sosemis even says, I'm not sure, Klali Yisrael in the Midbar were like the Neshama before the Guf. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, coming is like coming into a Guf. And we know our main avoid over here in this world is Taka to be Male, the Mitzvah Kedoshim to you, to be Male and Yonim of Roshus, to eat Lashem Shemayim, to say Divrei Torah at the table, to be careful with Birchas Hanenin, to be careful to learn before one goes to sleep, to make the sleeping, to make the eating, to make everything from a Roshus into an Avodas Hashem. And that's Taka Skula. If Eretz Yisrael is that Skula, if Eretz Yisrael is that Avodas, you want to be Zoicha, to be Kibbutz Golias, the Holy Eden should come back to Eretz Yisrael, Bimher Bimeinu, Bim Mashiach. So we have to mechazek ourselves in mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, meaning to make artius into mitzvahs, to make rushus into a tefillah, into an avoida, to try to spread our avoida from the world of mitzvahs itself to the world of rushus, that it should be nispashet to the world of rushus. And just like when Yaakov Avinu was mispalat for us rushus, just like when Yaakov Avinu taka made rushus into avoida, that Rabbeinu Shlomo was maftiach in Eretz Yisrael, so too Mitzvah Hashem, when we make inyonim of rishus into avoida and into mitzvahs, and we're not mezalzel chas v'shalom, is then too will be zoicha Eretz Hashem to come back to Eretz Yisrael and be as Mashiach Tzidkenu. Especially at Achas Kama today that we're in Golas Edom, and Golas Edom is the Golas of Esav, who's mezalzel in inyonim of rishus. How much more that we have to be mechazak ourselves, to be mekadosh atzmocha v'mutulacha, in order that we should be zoicha Eretz Hashem to the end of Golas Edom and to binyan Bais HaShlishi b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.